With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Republican Clay Fuller winning Marjorie Taylor Greene's former U.S. House seat in Georgia. Fuller's special election victory Tuesday bolsters a slim GOP majority. President Trump had endorsed Fuller in February. South Korean military sources say it detected North Korea firing several short-range ballistic missiles toward the sea early Wednesday morning. Communist North launching missiles two consecutive days. President Trump is pulling back on his threat to hit Iran with a massive bombing campaign.
Ahead of a Tuesday night deadline, the president announced he was suspending military strikes on Iran for 2 weeks if Iran agreed to a ceasefire and the immediate reopening of the Strait of Hormuz. Iran's Supreme National Security Council said it has accepted the two-week ceasefire. The president also said Iran has proposed a workable 10-point peace plan that could help end the war. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Russia and China have vetoed a UN Security Council resolution. It was aimed at reopening the Strait of Hormuz. Charles de Ledesma says battles have occurred outside Istanbul's Israeli consulate.
Gunfire has erupted outside a building housing the Israeli consulate in Istanbul, leaving two assailants dead and a police officer wounded, Turkey's Habertürk broadcaster reports. The media says attackers were carrying long barrel weapons. An exchange of fire with police left two assailants killed while a third assailant was captured. One officer sustained injuries during the clash. The area surrounding the building was quickly sealed off. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio has confirmed that American journalist Shelley Kittleson, who was kidnapped last week in Iraq, has now been safely released. This is SRN News. Christians in Iraq are still having trouble. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington with that report.
According to a new analysis by England's all-party parliamentary group for international freedom of religion or belief, Iraqi believers still face violent persecution and repression years after ISIS was finally expelled from the country. Christians living in the Kurdistan region are doing pretty well, but elsewhere in the country they're still being victimized by their Muslim neighbors. Christians make up just about 3% of Iraq's population. Michael Harrington reporting.
Moms for Liberty, making a name at the local level, fighting to win control of school boards as it battled woke indoctrination in the classroom. Now it's being embraced by the Trump administration and gaining new influence in national elections. CEO Tina Deskovich says the group has been a part of discussions around transgender sports bans. This is SRN News. Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche was asked Tuesday if he knew why.
He read the same exact communication from the president that I did. Pam Bondi is a trusted friend of President Trump's, will remain so. And no, nobody has any idea why the Attorney General is no longer the Attorney General and I'm the Acting Attorney General, except for President Trump.
Environmental groups asking a federal appellate court panel to lift its temporary hold on closing an immigration detention center in the Florida Everglades, known as the Alligator Alcatraz. That center remains open due to arguments by Florida and the Trump administration. They say the state had not received federal reimbursement, so it wasn't required to follow federal environmental law. Now, during a hearing in Miami, the judges questioned how much control the federal government had over the state-built facility. More details, srnnews.com.